everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little horde house in Azeroth. It's that World of Warcraft show where we talk about World of Warcraft, of course, but not too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you over the next hour or two with my co-host. There he is, Extifer.
Hola.
How are you doing, Extifer?
I'm doing great, and you?
I am awesome. Did you hear the news about the whole, like, iTunes feature-y thingy?
I did. I tried to read it. Read your whispers to me in guild chat.
Yeah.
And it kind of fell flat.
That's all right.
I mean, in vent.
That's all right. My messages usually do.
Yeah. Aw, pity party.
All right. Hey, yeah. Maybe that's a holiday. They can do a wow pity party.
There you go.
All right. Let's introduce our guests tonight. We have not one, but two guests. Do you hear that? It's plural. And actually, Extifer, I'm going to let you introduce our guests because I believe they are from your guild, correct?
They are from my guild. Tonight, on a very special episode of Horde House, we have two amazing players in the guild Viral on Winterhoof. They are, drumroll, Kat and Ian. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? How adorable is that? Hi.
Oh, God.
All right. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All right.
Good.
Excellent. So you guys are like in the same room and everything, recording together and all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah, yes, it's cute.
Excellent. You play WoW together. You tape shows together. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been together as a couple?
About, God damn it, I heard the reverb. About a year and a half.
About a year and a half?
Yeah.
Awesome. Where do you got? What part of the country are you guys in?
The Midwest.
Midwest. All right. Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about your characters. We'll start with Ian. What characters do you play in WoW, and what do you like to do most in Warcraft?
Oh gosh. My main is a mage. I started as a mage forever. But I have lots of alts. By the time Wrath of Lich King was over, I had 4 or 5 ADs, and 2 in the high 70s, and a few in the 60s, and so, yeah, I like to level alts, and I like to farm stuff, but mainly I raid.
So how long have you been raiding, just since Wrath of the Lich King, or you've been doing this for a very long time, like some of our previous folks?
Oh, no. I kind of started as kind of a noob in the late Burning Crusade. I actually started the game playing on private servers, because it was free, and I didn't know anything about the
naughty,
game.
Naughty!
They're such a... Oh, they're so terrible. Don't ever do that.
I've heard about them.
I actually have never played on a private server, but I can't imagine I can only imagine how many people there are on a place like that, you know, because it's all breaking the law. It's all underground, and, you know, they don't want to get found out because they'll get sued and whatever. And I just can't imagine there's even close to the population of even the lowest populated WoW server. So I just...
Some of them are actually quite big.
Really?
But, yeah, the one I was on, they actually aren't illegal, because as long as you don't charge for it, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, Blizzard can't like that, I'm sure.
Well, their servers are pretty terrible. Like, they crash literally every few hours, and if you they try to get them to, like, up-to-date and stuff, then they're pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
But, so yeah, and they're just janky as hell. Like, I started playing the game on a server because my sister's boyfriend introduced me to private servers and how to change, like, your connection folder and all that shit. And I, like, started playing, and they had upped all the drop rates and all the everything by, like, 200% or maybe 2,000%, something ridiculous, to the point where you would discover a new zone and level 3 times.
Wow.
You know,
and so, like, I didn't know any better, and I went to school the next day and talked to my friends about it. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of a ridiculous game. They're like, I got to like 1 to 60 in like 3 hours. They're like, it's not that easy. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. I've had friends that have played on private servers, you know, when, you know, money's tight or whatever. And yeah, like, there's codes you can put into those things that you can just ding to, you know, at the time it was 60, but I think that's ridiculous.
There's an MMO I used to play years and years and years ago called Ragnarok Online. It was like one of the first MMOs years ago, and they had tons of private servers, and it was the same deal where they would up the drop rate to something like, you know, 200%, and it was just ridiculous. And a lot of those servers were so janky because they would just go up and down. I'm sure it's like all the same problems. that you probably have on a Warcraft private server. But I guess when you're broke, yep. you don't have a lot of choice.
It was a combination of broke and a combination of I didn't know if I liked it. And yeah, I've always been a video gamer and an RPGer, and I've used to play free MMOs like MapleStory and mm-hmm. RuneScape and all that crap. So I gave it a shot because my brother played since before beta or since during beta, I think. So I gave Real a shot and I stuck.
So yeah, what made you finally go real with Warcraft and go to the light side and do the right thing and pay for your Warcraft?
I was watching my brother play, and I noticed that mobs weren't walking through walls and shit like that, and that it was actually an accomplishment. I played on his team for a little bit. It was actually like an accomplishment to get to level like 10 even. Like it took more than stepping through a door. And I'm like, this is kind of cool. So I gave it a shot, and I got hooked on it and stuck with it ever since.
What do you think, though, that now in Cataclysm, it's kind of back to that whole you can walk through a door and level to 10? Because with the guild XP boost and the heirloom boost, I mean...
It can get up like 50% increase, but that'll never be like 2,000% that I've experienced before. So it's still... I don't know. It's still quite a jump to a private server.
I need you can outlevel the zones you're in real quick, and if you or you can pretty much level now exclusively through Dungeon Finder if that's what you want to do.
Well, I think that's good because I mean it really kind of lets you craft the game into your liking. Does that make sense?
I mean, before Dungeon Finder and all that stuff, the dungeons in World of Warcraft were like a non-entity. Like you didn't do them. Unless you got a specific group together and you wanted to get loot, like you didn't run dungeons, especially when you were leveling, because they're a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more something you kind of did just as a one-off thing, or you had a high-level guildie run you through them, or you would all kind of roll new characters together so you could all do Dead Mines and the other one, Ragefire, like all together if you were Horde.
Yep, that's pretty much my experiences in a nutshell.
And then there was Burning Crusade Dungeons without Dungeon Finder, and you know, just tons of yelling for group and so forth. Good times.
I remember those. Like I have painful memories of Slave Pens. Not Slave Pens, but the other one, the Steam Vault. There you go.
All right. Well, I want to talk to a girl, so we're going to go to Kat for a minute here.
Okay.
And Kat, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What are your characters in WoW? What do you play, and what do you get out of the game?
I play a paladin, Rhett Prot. Right now they're trying to gear me up for Prot, so I can help them, and it's scary. But I have some babies, like a 40 shaman and a druid that's like 54, I think, now. That I've been working on for a while. I just kind of put everything down once Cataclysm hit, though, so they haven't really been touched too much since the expansion. I like playing because I like shiny things. I like going and finding that herb and picking up loot that has all green stats, and it's exciting for me.
And now the plants give you experience.
I know.
And you find the daisies on the ground, and it's like, ooh, I learned something about myself. I feel stronger.
Yay! And then you run through the meadows with your handful of daisies.
I'm not even joking. Like, not herbalism, but archaeology. One of my guildies leveled to 82 because he was trying to go for the server first in archaeology. So he was doing nothing but like digging. And it's just kind of funny to me that somebody would gain two levels from archaeology. Like, I was digging up chunks of the earth, and I became more powerful.
It's just funny. Exactly.
It's just funny.
Digging's hard work.
It is.
So, Kat, I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody. I guess you kind of already answered a little bit, but at the end of the day, why is it that you love to play World of Warcraft? Is it really the greens, or is there something about the social aspect, or what is it? Why do you play WoW?
I really like the guild that we're in. I got sucked in because I was his girlfriend, and that was nice because, you know, I like being called a shitbag every once in a while.
I was going to ask. You knew I had to ask.
No, she's very nice and really sweet at heart. She just comes off as, you know, a shitbagger when, you know, things need to get done, and you need someone like that, I feel.
And you know what's kind of funny is that she's never... She's probably never said that word until the show started. So.
No, she hasn't.
And I've never met the poor girl, so yet I always make fun. But the only reason I make fun is because I just know that Extifer, the minute the expansion hit, he was going to have to get to 85 as fast as possible because it was going to be raiding time.
So. Hey, is that the term that you call people that bag for the 20 items or less lane, the shit baggers? Because, you know, they all buy shit, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to put your shit in a bag.
I think you're taking the term a little bit too literally, possibly, maybe. So Kat, you're in the guild that I tease X for about all the time, that, you know, raids eight nights a week and so forth. So mm-hmm. raiding's kind of the big experience for, or the big thing you like about WoW, or is it kind of being with those people on raid night?
Well, I don't actually get to raid too much unless, you know, they're hard up for a tank or whatever. But I do enjoy it, even though, like, my computer sucks and I can't really see the shiny shit on the ground. So I'm like, yell at me if I'm standing in anything, because I probably can't see it. But, like, I recently went on Meloriac. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And I was, like, crying the entire time, because usually, like, I'll sit in the room and I've watched Ian raid. And so, like, I know the mechanics. I know what things look like. I know what I have to do because, like, I've seen him raid. You know, I'll sit there and do homework or whatever. Or just, you know, farm my own stuff. And then, like, you know, I came in on some of the ICC stuff and it wasn't that bad because I already knew what I was supposed to do. But, like, I came in there, like, not having seen any videos, not having seen the flight a single time. And I was like, you want me to do what?
You should have heard her. Like, we're like, we need a tank, right? And seriously, she's like, my blood pressure just rose, like... 1,000 points, guys.
Yeah, no, I was so do. Scared.
Yeah,
and like I was at home, and I didn't even have him like coaching me through it as we went through. So like they sat me down, and he was like, and she was like, nobody talk except for for Ian, and like if I hear anybody else's voice, I swear to God. And I was like, oh my God. And so like he walked me through what I would have to do, and it was really easy. But like, you know, at the same time, had never done it before, didn't even see the fight, and. Like, it was really funny because earlier that week I had run an instance with some guildies and I was literally on the floor every 5 seconds. And it was really, really frustrating. And I was just like ready to quit WoW. And so like the first time that like I went in there, the tank that we were running with was just like, oh my God, she's going to be on the floor. And Far was like, oh my God, rah, 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 rah. And if I hear anybody else talk, and I'm like, oh my God, it's okay. Like, I was on the floor a lot this week.
I can only imagine it. Like, in my mind, what I'm hearing is, you know, all right, shitbags, listen up. I don't want any of you to talk. You are not going to talk until we get this instance, because we got someone from the B team tonight who's got to figure this out.
It's not even
so
like
sit
that.
Sit down and shut up.
Because Far was like, everybody shut the fuck up. Cat, sweetie, it'll be fine.
Pretty much.
Exactly. You can't actually talk like that to Cat. I mean, it just feels like if you say something even remotely like that, I think you die and go to hell. Like,
I'm not that nice.
Well, okay. Well, you die and go to purgatory. How about that?
I get the sense we're going to learn some things about Kat tonight, and all of Extroverse Guildies are going to listen, going, "Oh, so she's not that nice, huh? Well, let's see, let's see how nice I am to her next time."
Ian, what's the dirt on Kat?
She's a baddie.
I'm not a baddie.
The Horde is evil. Remember, the Horde is the bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, BS. Oh, okay, so the first tune that I ever rolled, I did it on, like, a 10-day free trial because my ex-boyfriend played, and, like, he would play a lot, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to, you know, at least see what's so great about this. So, like, I did my 10-day free trial, and I started a hunt hard. It was a night elf hunt hard, and everyone there was just so douchey and mean, and they would take all my shit, and I was pissed. And then when we started doing some PvP together, I hated Alliance. Like, I'm sorry. I hate Alliance. They're all douchebags.
Hold on Karen's. A minute.
Oh, this, she knows.
This douchebag has an issue with what you're saying. No, it's because you know why? It's because all the Night Elves are where all the druids were before Cataclysm, and there's so many douchebag druids. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding.
Uh-huh.
Some of my best friends are druids. So, you know, it really depends on your surroundings, I think, is because, you know, obviously I played in a horde guild for many, many years and I had a great time. And now that I'm in an alliance guild, you know, there's a lot of great people that I play with. But no matter where you are, trade chat is always filled with douches. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dungeon Finder is going to have lots of douches no matter what faction or server group you're on. So, but I'm sure those first impressions are never any fun. You know, honestly, I played Alliance with my first tune too, and I thought they were douchebags as well. But it's because I wasn't a dwarf. Dwarves are the underlooked class of World of Warcraft.
Ew. It's the gnomes that I hate. I just want to fucking kick him in the face.
My dome cries out.
All right. Let me go over to Ian and ask you, Ian, why is it that you play WoW? Why do you play World of Warcraft?
I've quit several times, and I think I always end up coming back is because it's just a big time release, I guess. I have school and I work and whatever.
I'm sorry. I love this answer. This is one of my favorites. Why do you play WoW? Well, you know, I've actually quit several times.
He must like it.
You keep coming back.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what else to do half the time.
Yeah.
So and it's like a $15 a month free game.
So
if that makes sense.
I'm getting the sense you play Warcraft because there's really nothing better to do.
Not so much nothing better to do as that it's just a better way to spend my free time versus going out buying a $60 game every month and getting tired of it and quitting.
That's also a good reason. You should take that advice, Rob.
I know. I was going to say, what if you do both? Do you have a problem? Because
I used to.
I spent $100 on games a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I just got tired of buying a brand new $60 Xbox game and then beating it in 20 hours and selling it back and losing $40.
Okay, what about buying a $60 Xbox game, playing like 5 hours of it, and then never playing it again? Huh, Rob? What do you have to say about that?
I have another show where I have a journalistic responsibility to play as many games as possible.
Oh, God.
And,
boo-hoo.
You know, here's the thing. I don't mind paying $60 for a game when it's like an awesome game, like something where I sink a lot of time into it, like something like Final Fantasy 13 or whatever. But I do have a problem paying $60 for a game when that game is Tron Legacy. And
oh, why?
It's
why?
Because I really liked the movie and I thought, you know.
Why would you ever buy a movie game? Like, they're always terrible.
Because it's Tron and I thought maybe this will be the exception. Maybe this one time I won't. What?
You should have learned from your years of growing up and looking at every single one of those games that came out that's based on a movie. You should have known.
I just thought things would be different this time.
Okay, are you going to cry, loser?
Maybe.
I think every, like, 2 scoring out of 10 game I've ever seen has always been, like, a game based on a movie. They're always like, this is abysmal, you can walk through walls, and you die out of nowhere. Like, never fucking play it.
Or you can beat it in 2 seconds.
There were some awesome games based on movies, but they were all on the NES, and I don't think there's really been many since, unfortunately. So,
like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Exactly. All right. Anyhow, let's get into it. We're deviating from the subject of World of Warcraft, which, by the way, will soon be a movie. Well, not that soon.
Ow.
So,
is it about the raid?
Y'all have that to look forward to. No, the actual movie.
Yeah.
The Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie.
The Spider-Man Warcraft movie.
Exactly. Where I'm sure Ash from Evil Dead will have a cameo again somewhere.
I'm sure.
So.
Okay.
All right, let's get into how is your week in Azeroth. What's going on in Azeroth for you this week? So, Extrafer, we'll start with you. What's going on in Azeroth for you this week? What have you been doing in game?
I've been farming herbs because that's like the new thing to do for me for the trinket, I guess, the Dark Moon Fair trinket. So it's like such a pain in the ass. You have to like farm so many mats and then hope that you create, you know, the right card for yourself. And I created the wrong card like more than a couple days ago, and I've been trying to sell it on auction ever since, and it's not selling. So screw you, Dark Moon Fair.
I'm you going created low. An entire like deck?
No. Just one card. I've sold all the other cards that I've made. But this one card is the fucking Four of Stones. If anybody wants it,
it sucks ass.
is that what that makes? The Stones? I don't pay any attention to anything else except for me. But,
I assume it is.
Oh, okay.
Because the stone trinket's called Earthquake, so.
Well, they need to buff that motherfucking trinket so people will buy my cards. Because I'm, like, you know, running out of patience with that card.
I'm just...
There's, like, four full trinkets sitting on the auction house, so good luck.
I didn't realize there was, like, a point to Dark Moon Fair right now, because I didn't think anyone has cared about Dark Moon Fair for, like, the past 4 years. So this is all news to me.
There's new cards. Oh, get in with the times, Rob.
I'm
casual
behind.
Guild, Mr. Casual. But you know what? There's new info out there, and you need to look up on it. There are new cards that you have to make if you're a scribe, right? And there's what? How many decks? There's like five?
Four or five.
Yeah. And so you only have a chance to make one of... every deck is a deck of eight, by the way. Eight cards. You have a chance to make one of those cards from one of those decks. And you have to combine eight of them to get your, you know, ultimate Dark Moon Fair card to turn into the Dark Moon Fair when it arrives in Azeroth. So it's a huge grind fest. And the people selling cards on Auction House are, like, selling them for exorbitant amount of money, like gold. So it's really just a pain in the ass.
Okay, so you have to kind of grind out making these cards where you possibly get one out of eight, and then you have to combine them together, and if you're missing any, it costs a ton of money, and it's just one big grind fest, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're making World of Warcraft sound like a Facebook game right now.
You know what? It's not unlike that. You know how WoW is like, you know, Blizzard is trying to get in Facebook's pants right now. It's like, you know, with the whole real ID and everything, like it's a matter of time before they have a WoW Facebook baby.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. Well, I just did. So there you go.
Anything else going on for you besides Dark Moon Fair, Extiver?
That's all I've been doing, really. I mean, I otherwise just have been raiding with my guild, and we had a not so successful week this week, with the exception of Meloriac. We killed him.
Owned him. It's awesome.
Totally. Yeah, we actually, okay, so the first time we downed him was on Monday night, was it?
Yes.
And so we downed him, I think it was a few seconds after the Enrage, right? It was
11 seconds.
11 seconds after Enrage. So obviously, we had a DPS problem that night. You know what I mean? So we go in back in on, what was it, Wednesday?
Yep, last night.
Last night, yeah. We went in. We beat him with how many seconds to spare?
Like 45 or 50.
Yeah. So like there was this huge like discrepancy right there. It was great, though. It was a good boost to our morale because, you know, we had been wiping numerous times. And I claim that I didn't take part in any of those wipes. I don't take any blame whatsoever.
You shouldn't.
Because he's perfect. You
know, I know, I'm perfect.
Accepting responsibility is so for the lower ranks in the guild.
Yeah. You know what? By the way, Rohash can go suck a dick.
He's so easy. Why do you not like him?
I don't like him because I finally learned how to do that one ability, and like I didn't like him that much before.
Okay,
but
you got to break this down for the casual person who hasn't even seen this rage yet. Who's Rohash?
Okay, Rohash is related to LaWanda, and they live in Brooklyn, New York. And they go out and party on the weekends. We go, it's the Conclave of Wind, and it's in the new Skywall instance, what is it, the Throne of the Four Winds?
Yes.
Basically, the way the boss fight works is there's three mini-bosses.
Oh, you were talking about this last week. With
yeah.
Different platforms. Okay,
there's
yeah.
Different platform bosses, I forget, you know. This particular platform that I was on, This boss does this unpredictable, you know, ability. The only way you can see when he's going to do it is you have to look at his animation. So if you see him, like, flailing his arms around, like, he's like, girl, you know, like, you want to, like, not be in his way.
Is that so actually the animation, girl?
Yeah, it's the girl animation.
Right.
Yeah. Care to respond to that?
No.
Oh, okay. Aw. So that was my week in Azeroth.
All right. Well, congrats, I guess, on the new raid boss. And sorry to hear that you caused all those wipes, Extafur. That's really unfortunate.
Cool.
All right.
Extafur, actually, since the last show, you got your archaeology trinket. You actually got it the night of the show at like 3 a.m.
Oh, was it that night? Yeah.
Yep.
I got my archaeology trinket. So, you know, eat that.
So what is he in? Your press secretary? Like he's keeping track of this for you? Like I can't be bothered to remember what I do in this game.
Oh, and Exit, don't you have those shoulders that are really awesome?
I do, but I already mentioned those, I think.
I just wanted to bring them back up again.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's always a good thing to bring up my shoulders because they're so freaking awesome. I think I linked them to you, right, Rob?
You might have. I probably just ignored it. I probably just replied LOL, which means I didn't read it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
God damn it.
LOL is short for didn't read. All right.
Well, God damn it. Anyways.
Let's go over to we'll go to Kat. Kat, how was your week in WoW?
Good. Right now I'm actually grinding out some archaeology because I want to get the Drake like real bad. But it's gonna be grindtastic and that's awesome. I love things like that. We were just working in an instance actually. And I was healing on my shaman and I really, really like healing. I'm actually a healer on my druid too. And I really like it. I think I'm hopefully going to be able to play those more consistently because it's more fun, I think, to heal.
I'm a healer, too. I'm a healer pally, so heal pride. Yay.
Woo! I'm a healer, too. Yay, me. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't ask you, actually.
Sorry to derail the show right there, you know.
What instances are you running? You're running 80, level 80 instances, like
oh,
the new stuff?
No,
or
no, no.
About Lobby?
We just got through Sholomance.
Oh, hey.
Sholo.
Well, they totally changed the leveling on that place too, didn't they? It's like Sholo's like the level 31 right now.
40.
No, it's 40. Okay, it used to be like, you know, kind of like an end game in vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Sholo,
with like 480s and several high 70s, that was the first time I had ever done Sholomance.
That's cool.
I think I only did it to Achievement Farm.
Really?
I can write.
I don't think I've ever done Sholomance. Is that weird? Is that weird?
It is a little bit now.
Yeah. I feel bad.
You haven't gone back and collected your beat the old dungeon achievements? Classic dungeon.
You have a key to do that.
No, I don't have that dungeon, I don't believe. Maybe I did once. Maybe I was on
Maybe
Airbnb.
You were drunk.
Yeah. Or, yeah, drunk.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
All right, so well, cool. So you've been leveling archaeology. Now, do you do anything when you level archaeology? Because archaeology, it's fun, but at the same time, it can get really repetitive and boring. So I know some people that will have their TV next to WoW while they level archaeology. It's like they're watching True Blood or whatever. Or do you just kind of get in the zone?
I like shinies, so getting a fragment of something is enough for me.
I forgot you like shinies. You dig up daisies, you dig up dead things in archaeology. It's
makes shiny. Me happy.
There you go. Awesome.
Right on.
All right, well, Ian, how was your week in Azeroth?
Pretty good. We got a group together and got our volcanic stone drakes last night, 2 nights ago, something like that.
2 nights ago.
Which one's the volcanic stone drake?
That's from doing all the heroic dungeon achievements.
Oh, wow. For Cataclysm?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. Congrats.
It was fun.
Yeah, real fun.
Yeah, and their Drake looks so good, and I'm jealous. And
you can have one.
What are some of the hard... I haven't even tried to farm the achievements, because I'm just assuming there's those achievements in there, like Les Robbie and Zombie Fest from Wrath, that are, like, impossible until you're way over-geared. But apparently not. You guys...
Yep, there's only one of them that took any kind of time at all. It was the one from the last guy in Lost City of Tolvir. And he took us a night to get. And then at the end of it, I actually didn't get my achievement because we killed him.
You sound like you sound like you're on a megaphone.
I know, we got that reverb thing going on. Yeah. That's okay. It usually fixes itself.
Yeah.
No, every time I talk, hold on.
There
better.
You go. Yeah, that.
Yeah, every time I talk, Kat has to mute her mic. I think that's what she's doing.
At least she's muting her mic and not her headset. Like, I don't want to listen to him. Eh.
You know, the beauty of a podcast is we can edit this part out anyway.
So. I probably won't. No, because I'm lazy. I'll be edited out. Yeah.
Suck.
But yeah, the last boss in Lost City of the Tolvir, Siamat or whatever his name is, his achievement took us like a night to get. And then I died, and you have to be alive to get the achievement. And then they killed him. Like, oh, god damn it. I was actually pissed. But then we came back in the next night and got it and followed up the rest of the achievements in a few nights. It really isn't that bad. There's only one of them that's a DPS race. The other one just take a little bit of maneuvering.
And what's your gear like right now to get stuff like that? I mean, you guys have obviously been raiding a little bit. So are you kind of like half blues, half purples, or where are you at gear-wise?
Let me check. One.
They're both in WoW at this moment.
I have four epics on. The rest, everything else is blue.
Wow. That's doable, I think, for a lot of people. Wow, okay.
It really isn't bad at all.
I wouldn't even have even thought now was the time to start doing those Cataclysm Heroic dungeon achievements, but it sounds like it's doable. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a scrubby tank for them, and I still could do it. You just have to have the mechanics, I guess.
I got all excited because I got that one achievement where you don't stand in fire on the first boss in Dead Mines. It's all, you can raid. I think that's like what the achievement's called. Like, you're ready to raid because you know how to not
ready
stand in
for
fire.
Raiding.
Yeah.
You know, that's so sad because, you know, there's probably a lot of people that get that and they're like, oh, that makes me ready for raiding. Oh my God, guys.
Even though I'm wearing all PvP blues and.
Yeah.
What is even PvP? They get the achievement. They're like, I don't get it. Why is that ready for raiding?
Yeah. They're like, anybody get this flashy graphic on their screen? It says they got something? Because what does that do? Does that give you an item?
Exactly. Yeah. They just mail it to you.
Yep.
All right. So anything else you want to share about your week in Azerothian?
I don't think so. Like I said, we got some bosses down. It was fun stuff. I got promoted to officers strictly for the purpose of yelling at people. It was fun.
You know what? And it works.
Wait. I want to know more about this. You yell at people.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Yeah. When Ian.
The dick.
When Ian yells, the baby Jesus cries. Just going to say. Just going to put it right out there.
Okay. I don't understand. Because, you know, I of course, I've just met Ian about 30 minutes ago when we started this show. But, you know, you seem like a nice guy. And, you know, you guys kind of sound like you're all cute and play WoW together and so forth. So I'm just kind of surprised to hear that you have been promoted as an officer strictly to be a dick. How does one be promoted to be a dick?
Well, because it seemed like when Farr would yell or Lauren would yell, nothing would get done and she would get frustrated. And so she was like, here, yell at these people, get them raiding. And I like made this snappy little post on the forums, like, stop being bad or I will kick you from the raid. And stuff like that. And it didn't seem to work at first, but the rest of the night went well.
Yeah, I would say so.
Gosh, I'm going to go to the guild recruitment forums and see, like, if anybody's recruiting for a fucking bitch, because maybe I could I could do well in a guild.
Oh, you would be
We have
best.
Enough of those, I think.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
It's all good.
How about you?
Congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah, what was your week like?
Me,
Rob?
Nobody has ever cared about my week on this show before.
You're
so
right.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
All right.
Okay, extra for with
me. No, shut up. Okay, remember.
So the week in news when. Oh, I'm sorry.
You.
Were you going to talk?
Yes. Remember last week when I was like, fuck Christmas, I'm not going to do this. These achievements are stupid and hoary, and I don't care anymore. You remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say on Christmas Eve, I was visited by the ghost of Wintervale past and present and future, and they basically told me to stop being a bitch and just do it. So I actually, on January 1st, which was the last day of Wintervale, right, I grinded out all the rest of the achievements and got my Merrymaker title.
Oh,
my
God. So, yay. And the achievement to collect 50 kills in PvP as a gnome wasn't too terrible. And do you know how I eventually got it? Like, I was getting 5 kills here and 5 kills there. But finally,
hide in a corner?
Well, close. I popped an Isle of Conquest And I did exactly what I was going to say on the last show. It was a fresh Isle of Conquest this time. I ran right up into the cannon and hid like a little bitch and waited for my honor kills. But, hey, I wasn't completely useless because apparently there's lots of hordies in my battle group that don't know how to not stand and fire. So I would just bomb napalm on the door, and, like, all these vehicles are just falling apart because they're sitting there in the fire. Like, is there something about the horde where you're just, like, drawn to fire? Like, oh, shiny.
No.
So I don't know what happened there, but, hey, thanks for the kills. I appreciate it.
I hope they hear it.
So let's see. So there was that. And then, it was kind of like a PvP-ish week for me because I got to play Twin Peaks and the Battle for Gilneas the first time, which is just kind of like pretty Warsong Gulch and smaller Arathi Basin, which are pretty much, but they're both really pretty zones. I just kind of feel like they're both the same game that I've played before, but I don't know. I kind of like the change of pace. Like, I'm at the point where, like, whenever Warsong Gulch pops as my PvP daily, I kind of do that big sigh type thing. But when I got Twin Peaks, I was like, oh, hey, change of pace. It's something pretty, even though it's still the same kind of capture the flag thing. I don't know. It's just, it still has a fresh coat of paint. So maybe I'm just high off paint fumes. I don't know.
Maybe you are.
I always liked Warsong Gulch.
Some people I know just love it, and it's the only PvP place they ever want to play. I hate it. I can't stand Warsong Gulch, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you really don't get a lot of reputation or honor if you don't capture the flag. Like, because it's not a slow resource collection where you, like, ding reputation and honor every, like, one-tenth of the way to the goal or something. Like, if you get shut out in Warsong Gulch, which... Alliance tends to get shut out quite a bit in Warsong Gulch to my battle group. You don't get anything. It just gets old.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't like PvP.
I hate when people don't cap the flag, though. They just stand there and wait, and then it gets taken away, and I'm like, you were at two flags. You should have just fucking capped it. It would have been really, really nice. Thank you.
Oh, what were they doing? They're just
and then we lose.
Trying to honor farm or something?
They just stand and wait.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I know. So anyway... So speaking of PvP, the other thing I did finally for the first time is I did Tol Barad, which I think I've been calling it Tol Barad on the show. Like, I've been giving it like an extra R, but now there's several names for this place now. Tol Bastard is one that we've been calling it. And I think my favorite is Lol Barad because everything that's been going on in there lately is just lol with the whole 1800 on
terrible.
But I missed the boat on all of that. Like, the first day I played was the first day they removed that whole 1800 honor thing, which kind of makes me feel like a dumbass because I'm thinking, like, I could have an entire PvP set by now with this whole win trading thing. And, yeah, Blizzard just kind of, like, screwed PvP with that whole 1800 honor thing. Like, I understand what they were trying to do, where they were trying to let people get their dailies done so that one faction didn't always have this place. But, they kind of screwed up the currency and I guess economy, if you will, of PvP honor with this. It's kind of a bummer.
They said they were trying to give more motivation for winning and said they just gave, like, motivation to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird.
So people were win trading.
Oh yeah. So I got to play the thing for real because the win trading was done by the time we went in there, and we were defending, so it wasn't that hard. But it's an interesting mechanic. And if you haven't done this place yet, it's kind of like, I guess you could say it's like Arathi Basin with vehicles. But imagine that to win as an attacker in Arathi Basin, you had to hold all five nodes at once.
Yeah.
And how often does that happen? So I have a feeling this whole magic fix for Tol Barad is going to be like, they're going to make it a resource battle or something.
Because I hope so.
It's just not feasible to, even though it's 3-cap and not 5-cap, it's just not feasible to 5-cap the place. You know, I think in my mind, Arathi Basin. How often do you 5-cap Arathi Basin? Like, that's a feat. That's an achievement. But that's how you have to win Tol Barad. So,
see, I'm one of those, like, selfish players that doesn't care about the fight. I just want them to win so we can go in and fight the raid boss.
Well, ultimately, that's where I'm at, too, because I've been having a lot of fun just doing the dailies out there. And just there's a shit ton of dailies out there.
There are. And some of them are really hard, though, for solo.
You have to team up to do one of the bosses. But the only reason why they're so hard to solo is because there's so many people out there. The respawn rate is insane. So there's one quest where you have to go into a prison, basically. It's like a cave. It's the good old-fashioned kill the boss at the end of the cave quest. But instead, now it's a prison. Because I got to say, despite the mechanics out there in Tol'Barad, it's a beautiful zone.
It's really cool.
Like, it's this whole, like, abandoned prison Alcatraz kind of theme, and it's really cool. Like, it's a bummer that it has this cloud of suck hanging over it as far as the actual mechanic in the place, but I have faith they'll fix it.
You know what I like about Tol'Barad? You know, I do like the fact that it's its own separate instanced area, you know, because I think that was one of the problems with Wintergrasp is that, you know, it wasn't very instanced, so you had to deal with people like flying over it and all this stuff, and you had to deal with lag issues all the time. So I don't know. I think that it being its own instance area, like, does something for the lag issue.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, but again, the spawn rate can be bothersome because, you know, if you're trying to kill the boss at the end of the cave, unfortunately, you will get swarmed with mobs. And if you're trying to solo, you don't really have a lot of crowd control. Now, granted, I'm doing this as a rep pally, so I can kind of stun a little bit and do some AoE, but it's not a lot. Like, if I get attacked by two things, I might be able to juggle myself, but three, I'm dead, you know, because these are level 85 mobs. It's no joke. So
yeah, they hit harder. The mobs out there in Tol'Barad hit harder than mobs in, like, say, Twilight Highlands.
Yeah.
They're both level 85 mobs, but they both aren't. They don't hit equally.
But
if
you're willing to die a couple times, it's worth the wait. I think you can. Gosh, I think just one day of questing, and I was like already to honored, or part of the way through, or friendly, or something. I don't know. Like, you can get 250 per quest, and there's what, six quests in the north, another like four in the south, and then another like four that open up if you've done the ones in the north already. It's just crazy.
Oh, God. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, I think I fall asleep three times during...
Shut up. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, the reason why I started suddenly getting interested in Tol'Barad is that... And nobody has said this before. The rewards for the faction are PvE trinkets. They're not PvP rewards like all of Wintergrasp was. And so that's why I'd always put it on the back burner. And the minute somebody told me, you know, Rob, if you grind out there, you can get PvE trinkets. I was like, what? I can get more welfare purples because I'm not raiding yet. I can get another welfare purple if I just do this. And so I was like, welfare, sign me up. So I was I was excited to do those dailies. So go ahead.
I'm done.
I was just going to say real quick, the rest of the stuff I did in Azeroth this week, I have now done every quest in Hyjal and Uldum and got my achievements there. And I'm exalted with Earthen Ring. And so I got my first purple without having to ever set foot in a raid. And that was very
exciting. Well, congrats.
Thank you. I got my cataclysmically superior achievement. And for those folks out there that are like really bothered with pugs right now, and we kind of got into this on last week's show where, you know, I think, again, people were just so spoiled by Wrath of the Lich King that you really do have to spend some time grinding in regulars before you are really truly ready for heroics. And then even then, it can be a mess if you don't have the right group that can't communicate. Mm-hmm. There is a lot that you can still do just rep grinding with questing and in regular dungeons. You know, I pretty much grinded Earthen Ring to Exalted just by doing all the quests and running regular dungeons. Because honestly, I could run like three regular dungeons in the time it would take to do one heroic and walk out of there with more rep. So why not?
Well, that's always good. I mean, I think I do like that they made the rep grinding so much easier, you know, and they did that with Wrath, you know, with the tabards and everything that you can use. And there's like random dailies, like there's a daily randomly in Uldum where you can grind the rep for rock or whatever.
There's two dailies in Uldum.
I need to go do mine.
Yeah.
There's a second daily in Uldum that opens up, but it's one of it's Harrison Jones. And I can't remember
for rep for Romkin?
I don't think it's Romkin rep. I can't remember. I could be wrong, but it's just another daily opens up. It's the one where you have to complete the entire Harrison Jones chain, and then it's the one where you get in the catapult and you shoot the guy. It's like Missile Command. You shoot the guys on the tower.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, slowly the little radius shows up and then your missile lands on the guys. It's like missile.
Isn't there an achievement for that, I think?
There is. I got it. It's, you have to get 10 guys with one bomb blast, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad that you got an epic, Rob. My 6 epics really congratulate you.
Oh, shut up.
And actually, you know, I have 7 epics because I have one for my Boomkin, too. So, yeah, have fun. Oh, do we have another girl in the chat?
I think I should resent that remark.
Oh, okay. Just because you resent it, then I take it back. Yeah.
How about, well, thank you.
How about Extifer with the news and try not to piss anyone off?
Oh, okay. Do I have to do the news?
I guess you don't have to.
I can't.
Go to emails, but
no, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. Because I lost the page that I was on to give the news.
Fire.
So, ding 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 ding.
What is this? I did not sign up to hear Extifer sing.
Okay, but I was just opening my email while, you know, you heard my lovely
voice. Oh, that was like
voice.
Hold music. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So now that I have the news open, I can go on with the news. My big news item this week is actually something that happened today. They released, they deployed the new patch on the PTR servers, which is 4.0.6. And so there's a flood of information coming out from this new patch. And, you know, what they said yesterday or earlier today when the new patch became available to sign up for or whatnot, they were saying, people speculating that this patch was only going to be tooltip, you know, they were going to be just updating the tooltips that they've hot fixed, you know, in the last month. But actually, there was a good chunk of information that's coming out from this patch.
Can I be a noob for a minute?
Yes.
OMG, new patch. Is this the one with the new raid where I get to fight Ragnaros? Are we already getting new content?
Absolutely. That is exactly what's going on. I wish you well, have, you know, on your way when this patch comes out, because you're going
to
need it.
You shouldn't lie to the public, Extifer. It's
yeah.
not nice.
They're releasing new information that where you can actually grind heroic instances solo. Can you believe that?
Yay. Now I'll actually beat them.
Yeah. So, I mean, and all you have to press is one button. Actually, they're going to make it so that you just press one button and all of your abilities, like, jump out on people. It's,
awesome.
Like, amazing.
That's exactly how Pally Healing worked in the last expansion, so I'm excited.
There you go. It's like...
Flash, 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 flash.
Yeah, it's like Vag Flash and Flash of Light and, you know, a bunch of other abilities just coming out of your vagina. It's, like, so crazy. Moving on to the 4.0.6 patch.
The real news, please, quickly, before you start talking more about Vag.
Okay. So the big news this week is that there are a lot of class changes coming out of this patch. I'm just going to, you know, open with Druid class changes. It has nothing to do with my bias towards Druids, but... You know, we're just going to dive right into them. So there's a bunch of nerfs to bears and cats. I don't really understand why. I don't play a bear or a cat. But I assume that they have their reasons for that. They're nerfing bleed effects from cats. They're nerfing every ability, it seems like, for bears. So good luck.
I know for cats, for one, they're nerfing a lot their bleed damages because they were... I hate that they did it strictly because of PvP. Uh-huh. They're doing way, way, way too much damage as bleeds in PvP, and those can't be... Like, you can't do anything about bleeds.
Oh.
So they're moving a lot of their bleed damage to their, like, other damage.
So is that why Lacerate's bleed damage got nerfed, too? Like, if you're a bear? Cause
probably.
I think that's really retarded because, I mean, do bears even lacerate in PvP?
Nope. Like, well,
I mean, I guess you would. I mean, but it's like, okay, I got lacerate on me, lol.
Yeah, you only pop bear to live a little bit longer in PvP.
Exactly. So
I can't see a lot of viable bear in PvP because, trust me, I was rolling a PvP prot warrior, and that was just dumb. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't you say that you liked that, though?
I liked it because it took me forever to die, but then I started to get really sick of it because I couldn't kill anyone.
Oh.
I'd just be stunned, lol.
Interesting. Anyways, back to me, okay, because it's all about me. Buffs to Resto Druids. Aren't you guys excited?
Yay!
Yay, says the other Resto Druid.
Yeah, no, I was really pissed that they took out Tree of Life, just as a thing, because I got it, and I was so excited, and I would run instances, and I was stuck in that stupid place that's a circle that has, like, 10 layers before they, like, fixed it after Cataclysm, and... Yeah, that place. Hate it, with a fiery passion. But then they took away my tree. I wanted to be a tree so badly.
Aww, you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, like now I had it, and they took it away.
But now you get the occasional jiven, you know...
Broccoli grossness.
Well, it's okay. Don't dog on it.
Sorry to interrupt. Back to the news.
No, you're fine. So we get buffs, pretty much, as a druid. They reduced our mana cost on rejuvenation, so the return of rejuvenation for Resto Druids being its staple spell is pretty exciting. They even added they took away a part of a talent, but they added in a part where if you have three rejuves on targets in your raid or group, then your nourish goes faster. It's like 30%. So I think that's great. And they're also making it so that your regrowth, like, affects your life bloom refreshing. So you don't have to worry about, like, oh, am I going to regrowth this target and is life bloom going to fall off? Because now it's going to be all of your direct heals, like, affect life bloom. So, yay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to get off my, you know, druid talk for a moment and talk about other
classes.
Spoiled
bitches. What do we get? What do we get? What does Holy Pally get? What do we get?
Okay.
Nerfed.
Yeah,
well,
probably.
Holy Pally's actually, I don't know if I would call it a nerf. I'm going to look up the actual text in their patch notes for it. But basically, they reworked how Divine Plea, I guess, works. And they have a glyph of Divine Plea that now adds 6% mana for a total of 8% over 9 seconds. So basically what it is that for Divine Plea, this sucks. Their freaking notes are so difficult to navigate through. Anyways, Divine Plea now lasts for 9 seconds, down from 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like they shortened it. That's a really good thing, actually.
Okay, but...
Yeah, because the healing is down.
Yeah, that means your pants are only down for 9 seconds instead of 15.
There you go.
Awesome.
But the additional information is it grants 4% mana per tick instead of 2 for a total of 12% mana up from 10. So it's actually a buff.
Okay, cool.
So
yay.
Yeah.
Happy.
So good.
That is good. That's a little more mana.
See, I've never played a Pally, so I don't know what Divine Plea does. But it sounds like Innervate to me.
It is. It's,
yeah, kinda.
Except you can't use it on other people. But yeah. But the only drawback is that while Divine Plea is up, so like basically you're basically kind of like channeling all your energy so you get your mana back for like 9 seconds. And you can still run around and cast during this time, but your heals are only half as effective. So that's why I joked you have your pants down for half as long now, because, you know, you have to use Divine Plea kind of in an oh shit moment. Or if you kind of know the boss fight, you can use Divine Plea in a moment during the fight where you know not a lot of incoming damage is going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you're not going to be healing as much. And so you can get your mana back, basically. And that's cool because that means you can get it back a whole lot faster.
Interesting. This is new information. You learn more listening to the show, I swear. I'm, like, totally enlightened.
But you're still going to have to judge every 8 seconds if you don't want to run out.
Don't judge me. I'm sorry. Is that a paladin thing?
Yeah, it's a pally thing.
Okay. So I thought I would pick some, you know, talents for each one of our classes that we play because, you know, I thought it would be cool.
Okay.
And stupid fun. So, hey, Ian, how are you doing with your mage?
Are you talking about just the patch notes?
Yeah.
Well...
Did you know that Flame Orb now ignores critters?
Yeah, it makes me sad, actually. But it's kind of good, because Flame Orb is the most retarded spell in the entire fucking game, and it makes me angry.
That mushroom thing druids have is the most retarded.
Okay, but at least the mushroom thing consistently performs the function that it's meant to. My Flame Orb will get, like, stuck on a rock and just explode my face, and that's really fucking irritating.
But it's a cool-looking spell. Remember when you first did that, and I'm like, oh, what is that? What is that? I gotta have it. Yeah.
I was actually kind of disappointed from the patch notes, because there was talks about giving mages a buff because they're too inconsistent with their damage, but all they did was nerf Ring of Frost, which was kind of OP.
I thought that was interesting, because everybody's talking about arcane mages. Arcane mages are doing, like, next to no damage, it seems like, because you basically have to have your mana bar full, you know, the whole time to do any damage, right?
Above 80%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's retarded. So why did they... the questions are so weird, because, like, people are asking this about DKs, but on the opposite side of the spectrum, they talked about how they were going to nerf DK tanks for whatever reason last week, and now there was nothing. There was nothing for DK tanks, really. I mean, they just reworked a talent, really.
The patch is still fresh. It just hit PTRs. I'm sure they'll fix something.
Yeah, I'm sure. But DKs are really squishy tanks, though. I mean, that it's just kind of weird that they would say that they would nerf them. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking as a healer, not a tank. So
every tank outside of a pally is squishy.
Yeah, I know, huh? So the next thing on the list of patch notes that I thought I would talk about is that something we talked about last week, after the last week's comments from the blue posts, drain mana will be officially removed from the game. So it will not be a warlock ability anymore. It won't even exist. Priests will still have their burn mana ability. I didn't read anything about them having any nerfs or anything with their ability. So I thought that was kind of weird, but like you said, the patch is fresh, so who knows? Anything can change.
Cue the warlock nerd rage in 3, 2, 1.
Luckily, I don't think we have a warlock in our...
I'm sure there's some that listen that are clenching their knuckles in anger right now.
We don't care. D-Lock. We have a warlock we call D-Lock in our guild. Yeah, he can nerd rage. That's fine. aside from those fixes, there's one really interesting fix that I wanted to point out. But before that, they did a few PvP fixes. Apparently, there was a Tol'Barad exploit that was going on with the bridge. And I didn't really read up on that, but they fixed it.
Even if you weren't participating in the fight, you could run over the bridge at the last second, I guess, and still get the rewards like you had participated in the battle.
Then it's good.
You know how it's so limited? Yeah, but I mean, the damage is already done. All these people got 1,800 honor for a week straight and have bought their complete set of rewards, so it's kind of one of those, well, a little late on that one, Blizzard.
Exactly. But otherwise, they did a small fix to... Gilneas. I'm not sure what it has to do with anything, because I've actually not played Gilneas before, but you have.
Gilneas is Arathi Basin with 3 nodes instead of 5 and 10 people.
It just says, it says the time it takes to capture a flag has been reduced to 5 seconds down from 8. So I guess it's a buff.
Yeah, right? So that just basically means to capture the little node, it's going to be quicker. No biggie.
So it's a buff nerf. Because if you're on the opposite side, you don't want that to go as fast, right?
Well, it's not really a nerf. It's going to be same for both sides. So.
Okay, we're over it. Yeah, I'm going.
Exactly.
I'm moving along here. Can't waste too much time on PvP. But more in the realm of PvP, there are a bunch of Strand of the Ancient fixes. Do I care? No.
I like Strand of the Ancients. What are they changing in Strand? One of my favorite... like new PvP things they put in there. Like, I think that's one of the reasons I'm a little bit, I don't want to say I'm like totally disappointed with Gilneas and Twin Peaks, because they're so pretty, and I also kind of feel like we haven't really seen what their full potential is yet, because I'm sure there's going to be more tweaks. Mm-hmm. However, like Isle of Conquest and Strand of the Ancients, when those were both new, it was like, wow, these places are like really different, and there's these whole new mechanics to them, even though I guess Strand is kind of like a mini Wintergrasp. I don't know. I really like Strand, the
you know,
concept behind
interesting.
It.
It's interesting because I actually did the daily PvP last week because I was kind of bored and I wanted something kind of to take my mind off of archaeology. So I did PvP and my daily that popped was Strand of the Ancients. And I had actually never... I only think I did Strand of the Ancients once before, and that was when Wrath first became available. So I was kind of lost on what to do. I still have no idea. We started on one end, and then half of the battle was over. We, you know, took over on the other end, and we had shit coming out of both ends. And then I find myself
sounds like
losing.
A trip to Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. Strand of the Ancients is the equivalent to diarrhea.
It's really not that bad, except for okay. You know how Wintergrass works, right? You're trying to get the relic behind the door, right? Mm-hmm. That's how Strand works. And the only thing that strikes people as weird is that you play it twice. Every time you play Strand, you play it twice. It's randomized. The first time you're either on offense or defense, so you're trying to take the relic, and then you switch to the other side. So basically, there's a 10-minute cap. If you can't get the relic in 10 minutes, then it'll end up being a draw if neither team does the relic in 10 minutes. But otherwise, mm-hmm. let's say Horde goes first. They get the relic in 7.5 minutes. Then Alliance will have 7.5 minutes to do the same thing, or they're going to lose. So nice. And it's just like a V shape. Basically, imagine an upside down V leading from the beach up to the relic. Is that you can either go from the left side, or you can go from the right side, or some factions kind of do a mix of both. And there's doors mm-hmm. leading up to finally that final yellow door that the relic is behind the relic door. And it's just a lot of the same mechanics as Wintergrass. Cannon.
So Strand of the Ancients is basically like vaginal intercourse.
As much as you know about
you
that,
have to
yes.
speak my language, Rob. Okay, yes. I can't make you think like
seeing
me.
As you
but,
know nothing about that subject, yeah. yes, it's just like
you know what I know enough. I've seen a lot of porn. Okay, just gonna care to admit it. I think the last one I saw was that small titty gangbang. That was good. Good plot. So we're gonna move on. And the next thing, okay, so Strand of the Ancients, you asked what the fixes were.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck, but I guess I'll read them. The damage done by anti-personnel cannons has been doubled. The missile speed of rocket blast anti-personnel cannons has been increased by roughly 50%. Some anti-personnel cannons could shoot from the platform they spawned on. These spawn locations have been fixed. The battleground demolisher has... no longer has two additional seats and now only has room for one driver.
Oh, wow. That's a big change.
A PvP duration flag has been added to the battleground demolishers. This should make it so that crowd control effects cast on unmanned demolishers does not last an extended amount of time. There's tons of stuff. I'm not going to get through that. You can read the fucking... patch notes, okay?
It sounds like a lot of that is just to buff the hit point changes, too, because, yeah. you know, hit points have changed so much that I think they're just probably trying to compensate for that. I don't think the mechanics of that PvP sound like they're changing too much, except for the whole no passengers in your cars anymore. That's a big change. That is a very big change.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, maybe I should give it another try. I don't know.
Really should just take some time to PvP. It's not that bad. It's kind of fun. It's different.
What do you guys think, Ian, Kat?
Well, one, I think Kat just went to the bathroom. and I'm bad at PvP, but I wish I was good. It seems to be a lot of fun. And like pretty much all I'm good for is running in and like freezing people and Ring of Frosting and running around until I die. But I like it.
You know, I think that's interesting because I think that's probably why I don't like it is because I'm horror bad at it.
I was
sorry to interrupt you, Rob.
Yeah, but you do it so well.
I know. I was out in front of Orgrimmar the other day, and one of my guildies wanted to duel me. So I was like, okay. So I thought I'm being all pro about it, right? And I'm like putting hots on myself, and it's taking him forever to kill me, right? And then finally he whittles my mana down, you know, and then he kills me. Okay, so then after that, this other resto druid runs up to him and was like, duel me. Okay, this resto druid, granted, was in PvP gear, but at the same time, I mean, obviously this person was very skilled. I'm thinking I'm pro, but this person's popping bear form when he needs to. He's popping, you know, entangling roots because he obviously has the glyph and knows that that's useful for PvP apparently. And he's popping, you know, his all of his defense, you know, cooldowns, you know, bark skin, all that stuff, running away, kiting him. He's, you know, putting moonfire on him when he can. He's popping out to put life bloom on himself. I'm like, oh my god, like I can't barely get one ability out, let alone eight. So
Here's the thing, Extifer, is that PvP is just a whole different way of thinking than PvE, because, you know, in PvE, you're fighting bosses that are essentially programmed to do the same thing in every circumstance, you know, not to cheapen it because they're very challenging circumstances and you sometimes have to do some different outside the box thinking. But usually every boss kind of has the little formula that it takes to get it down correctly. But in PvP, because everything is so unpredictable, you have to kind of use different talents in order to get what you want done. And sometimes that's, you know, shifting form for survivability because you don't have tank, healer, DPS. It's just you, you know, and you have to use some more stuns. And it's just a different way of thinking. And you use some abilities you otherwise wouldn't normally use.
Daddy, where do baby come from?
Shut up.
What?
Can you tell me that?
Shut up. So I don't even know what I was going to say else about PvP, but just...
When we tried to do PvP together, we had in our arena team, and I definitely learned my class a lot better, I feel. And I got more comfortable stunning and doing things and, you know, running around in circles because, you know, I didn't want to get hit by the other melee. But I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Kat. Yes, listener, she knows what she's talking about. You can learn other things about your class if you do some PvP. And if you feel like you suck at PvP, guys, I am terrible at PvP, and in no ways am I trying to profess to be a PvP expert, although clearly between Extifer and I am the PvP expert. But if you want to try some PvP, just go as a healer, because seriously, in these huge battle groups, especially things like Alterac and Isle of Conquest where it's 40 people, they're going to love you if you're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
don't have to be perfect. If you're just helping people get their hit points back, they're gonna love you. So that's a really good way to get your foot in the door.
The more you know.
Thank you.
Ding ding ding. So I'm gonna switch gears for a moment because we've been talking forever on PvP, but we're gonna talk about races. The other thing on the patch notes was that they're buffing a bunch of our racials because they finally figured out that the new races are overpowered with their racials. So they've decided to make it so, well, I guess, I don't know if this is considered a buff or not, but I'm going to start with the Draenei because they're the first ones listed. They say the Draenei racial trait Gift of the Naru now heals 20% of the target's health over 15 seconds rather than a scaling value. So I guess that might be viewed as a nerf, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't play Alliance.
I've seen, like, mages and stuff pop that talent when healing is extra needed. It's kind of like that little herbalism thing where you plant all the flowers and you get your hit points back.
Life's blood.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. And so it's something that can be useful in a pinch, you know, especially when your healer's running out of mana because the encounter's going long.
Right on.
I'm looking at this list, actually. It looks like every one of them is Alliance except for Torn.
You know, I noticed that too, but you know, the Horde actually does have some good PvP talent, or I'm sorry, some good racials, you know, berserking, you know.
Underwater breathing is really nice.
Yeah, the orcs, I guess, since you can, you know, you can't ever get an underwater breathing, you know, like buff in the game.
The undead racials and it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
They're so terrible.
They get the Will of the Forsaken, though. And then,
sorry if Blizzard loves us. Excuse my beauty.
I'm sorry.
You're a dwarven beauty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seriously. That's the whole reason to play a dwarf, because they're beautiful.
And I'm sorry. Did this show just get a little bit gayer? So we. Basically, the dwarven, this is for you, Rob. The dwarven racial trait Stone Form now reduces all damage taken by 10% rather than increasing armor by 10%. It also increases the dwarf size when used. So you can be a huge old bitch.
Awesome. I was going to say, I would, I never, I I don't tank, so I rarely use Stoneform, only in like oh shit moments, and once in a while in PvP. But now I love the idea that like I could just randomly grow on command.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. Every Dwarven tank just got an entire another cooldown. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that is pretty
ridiculously awesome. I'm sorry.
Plus, I mean, it's not just the tanks. It's everybody. Like, you know, when you get like a bark skin pretty much. So whenever you're running around and there's a bunch of incoming raid damage, just pop that, you know, it's 10% less damage. You
gosh, can't. I hope it makes you like really, really big. And then I can pop that and the pally flash heal thing that makes you look like one of those fireworks where you just keep flashing. It's going to be like a giant epileptic seizure. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
With holy radiance.
Yeah, I think that would be something that I would not want to see. The next racial is the Gnomish racial trait Escape Artist now has a 1.5 minute cooldown down from 1.75, so a little bit of buff.
What is Escape Artist?
Escape Artist is a PvP ability. It's basically, it takes place of a PvP trinket. So okay. it removes all you know, movement impairing effects on you. So it's not really that useful. It's only situational in PvE, but I mean, hey, they buffed it just a little bit. I'm sure nobody will complain about that. The human racial trait, every man for himself, has been reverted back to a 2 minute cooldown, down from 3 minutes. Apparently it used to be at 2 minutes, now it's at 2 minutes again. So good on you, humans.
I think that's another. I think it's the same thing. That's like a breaks the rooting and so forth.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. You know, it's funny because I think I only have one human character. So, and I don't think I ever pop that ever. So, I don't even know what that is. But the Night Elf racial trait. This is kind of cool. Shadow Meld can now be used when shapeshifted. So if you're a night elf, you can have an extra stealth if you're in cat, or you can have an extra stealth if you're in bear, or if you're, you know, happen to be in tree form situationally, I guess you can pop it there, or if you're a boomkin. So that's cool. The only one horde ability is War Stomp, and it's the same thing as that night elf trait. The War Stomp can now be used while shapeshifted, which is amazingly cool for a lot
especially of people. Especially for, like, bear tanks and shit like that. That could be really, really useful.
Oh, yeah. I just remember when I was a bear tank, like, I felt so bad because I felt like I couldn't use one of my abilities. Like, you know, so I'm sure all the bears are just squealing in joy right now.
Well, on the horde side, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. You guys have a million changes. We can own our one change, okay?
Tank's going to have to put on. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because yeah, I'm exactly. I'm sure the Night Elf bears are really excited that now they could disappear and drop threat right in the middle of their tanking. I think clearly the Tauren's got the better end of the deal there.
Yeah. But you know, no, I'm not done. Get this. They're buffing the racial trait Dark Flight for Worgen. Okay, so they buffed all of the Alliance plus Worgen, and then we get Tauren. So Darkflight gets it now has a 2 minute cooldown down from 3, and is no longer on the global cooldown. In addition, the movement speed bonus now stacks with existing bonuses, but it still cannot be activated while in sprint or dash. So I think that's really cool. I mean, if you're a Worgen, you know, if you can stomach that, I guess you're cool. But I'm sorry, I still can't get over the fucking Worgen casting animation. It's like your arms are flailing around. Like, I don't like that. It's amazingly bad to me.
But they're werewolves, so it's okay.
I guess so.
I'm like the one person in my guild who hasn't rolled a Worgen yet, so no comment.
Well, good on you. I think that's good. So the last change, and I promise this is my end all be all change of the whole patch, and everybody that is putting metas into their sockets will rejoice, because now meta gems with the chaotic or relentless prefixes now have a requirement of 3 red gems.
Oh, nice.
So you will not have to deal with the whole having more blue gems than red gems anymore, which
that's
I know
ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of you guys, especially caster DPS, were you using the other the healer meta, or did
no.
you Well, did you actually stack blue gems over red?
Well, mages and locks need such a retarded amount of hit anyway that I was having to gem a few slots for a hit, so it wasn't that big of a deal for me.
Gotcha. But I imagine after the hit issue goes away, then it's like, okay, this sucks.
Yeah, that's a very nice, very, very welcome change.
Yeah. So, and then they also added new meta gems. They added Agile Shadow Spirit Diamond, which increases agility and gives you a 3% critical damage. I'm sure that all the rogues are happy about that. Yep. Reverberating Shadow Spirit Diamond, which increases your strength and gives you 3% critical damage. All of the ret pallies are happy about that. And Burning Shadow Spirit Diamond, which increases your intellect and gives you 3% critical damage. All of the boomkins are happy about that, and mages and rogues and shadow priests. And these new recipes are unbound and can drop from any Cataclysm creature. The new meta gems have a requirement of 3 red gems to be equipped. So they're all using the same thing. So that's probably the biggest change of the patch, because a lot of people were just like, okay, the new metas suck for a lot of different specs, you know? So now they've fixed that. So that's really nice. And I don't care. I could care less, because I like my meta because I'm a healer and I like it, but everybody else can rejoice. So there you go.
I do find it interesting some of the things that aren't mentioned in the patch notes, such as, you know, we were just talking earlier about Tol Barad.
I was surprised to see that wasn't even like a pre like fix in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing they did was they're fixing the bridge exploit. And, I mean, that's not even mentioned in the patch notes. That was just data mined.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're being kind of coy on that. But I think, I'd imagine...
There's also supposed to be a big announcement about that this week. You know, now that the holidays are over, they were saying that they were going to make a big announcement about it. So maybe that's still to come. Because, again, this is a PTR patch, not a finalized patch. And these things can change and update still, right?
Yeah, they could very well change. I mean, it's just like any of the other PTR builds, you know, they're going to have builds on this. It's not just going to be the patch and then you play it and then they're just going to send it out to the live realms. So, but the one of the best parts of the whole patch notes is where they put bug fixes, and they just put many bugs handled them.
Nice.
So basically, like, you know, we don't get to see what bugs they handled, because it's probably a gajillion of them. So I'm sure that's why they had a little bit of humor there.
Let's just say they unlocked the Critter Killer achievement for Blizzard by squashing 50,000 bugs.
I think I'm going to die from that. I think you just inflicted some poison on me.
It really wasn't supposed to be that comment. Funny, I promise. All right, let's get to some tweets and emails, since... Xverse finally done with the news. God,
the guy, like, I'm sorry.
Grew gray hair while waiting for that.
What, did I bore you?
Yeah, a little bit. All right. Okay. Let's get to some tweets. We'll go to the Twitter first. Twitter.com/Horde House if you want to follow us on Twitter and show us your tweets every week.
Make sure you don't write Whore House.
Yeah, you're going to get something totally different. Totally different.
Exactly.
Let's see. Getting some...
I follow that Twitter, by the way, and... thank you. So anyways, go ahead.
Okay, you done? All right. So getting to some of the tweets from last time. Let's see. Mine with your nine tweets us and says, queuing pugs won't bring a dead hooker back to life, so stop running them. That's his WoW New Year's resolution.
Wow. That's nice.
A dead hooker back to life. I don't...
I mean,
that's true. Queuing
a
pug
is dead hookers to be brought back to life.
I wasn't running pugs in the first place to revive hookers. I mean, I guess if, like, me queuing for a pug means a hooker gets her wings or whatever, then hooray. But
is it glass half empty or full if you don't care about dead hookers?
Well, really, the point is pug tanks are dicks, and that's what's really killing the hookers across America.
Yeah, I've actually, I got my second tune to 85 this week, and I was healing on my paladin, and I actually got really lucky, because I got a really, really good bear tank who took things easy on me, and, like, I let somebody die because they were stupid and standing in something, and he would actually, like, run away from the boss, pop out of bear form, battle res him, and hop back in. He was a really good tank. I was very lucky, and then I got a chain of dickbags, and...
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you got his name. I hope you got his name and number so you can, like, you know, find him again, because those are a rare find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've found that out.
Exactly.
All right, going to some more tweets. RZBG was writing some tweets about our show this week. I find myself listening to Horde House. Never heard it before. It's enjoyable, even if it does feel a bit like listening to a couple fight. Oh, it's like couples night here on Horde House. We have Ian and Kat, cute. And then apparently me and Extifer.
Ew. I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, you do not have genitalia, and I don't even care about you. Like,
you're a non-gender. That's
neutral.
Pleasant.
Not sure how I feel about that.
You're a neutral faction, as far as I'm concerned. And I do not care to grind rep to get exalted with you.
You play too much WoW, Wynn.
I know, I was going to say, wow, Exifer just said, I don't want to get exalted with you. Like, what if that had, like, been a line in a movie somewhere? Yeah. I wish I knew how to get exalted with you. Let's go back to that mountain so we can get exalted.
Oh, God. Memories.
Going to Flacco Jones, who always likes to send us some tweets.
Surprise.
You guys really need to play Goblins and redesigned Ashara, because that's as Disneyland as WoW gets, and it has a roller coaster.
I know. I'm telling you, if you haven't rolled a Goblin, do it. It's the best experience ever. I love it.
I haven't. I will someday, I promise.
They're so ugly, though.
Oh, they're so great.
Look at that.
I just love it. I love them. I don't know why. I just have this like want to roll ugly class or ugly races, you know? That's why I have a gnome on Alliance. That's why I have a troll on the Horde. And now that I have goblins, it's like I don't know, it's like I gave birth to my own baby.
Oh gosh. That's
or maybe I just aborted my baby. I don't know. We're gonna get back to you on that one. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, now that I have horrible scars on my brain, let's go to Huge Brain. What a coincidence. We have a tweet from Huge Brain. WTB, episode 9 of Horde House. So to that I say, WTS, episode 9 of Horde House, PST. 10,000 gold.
10,000 gold, wow. You're flying high, aren't you?
I know, right?
I know.
Hey, well, we are excellent guests.
I got something you want. All right.
You know what? You're selling our show short. You need to, like, ask for freaking 50K gold.
Shit, wow. I'll sell Extifer for a decent pug tank. How about that? you give me an 85 bear tank who treats me with some respect. I'll give you Extifer, who will disrespect you all day long. How's that for a trade?
Or they can disrespect me. I'll be like, hola, señor.
Can I please go to the next tweet?
Can I go bathroom, senor?
Oh, God, please.
Hola.
Send those cards and letter to Extifer, care of Horde House.
Gracias.
Peter Uno sends us a tweet about the topic of the week last week, which is, what's your New Year's resolution in WoW? And Peter Uno says, either become a pro raider or grow a pair and leave my old guild. I predict neither will happen. I don't know. That kind of made me sad because, like, he's playing in a guild that he doesn't seem to enjoy being in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you quit?
Wait, you're supposed to not play in a guild that you don't enjoy? Oh, I forget that I had guildies in this.
Someone's getting set this week.
We didn't get a new tree.
Oh, yeah. And I'm the one who interviewed him. Go figure. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just I'm kind of like, well, I mean, if your old guild, if it's like I don't know what the problem is there, but if it's like a toxic environment, seriously, get out. Like, it's just a game.
It's a game.
It's
Have
not
fun.
Worth it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when we talk about our raid leaders and, you know, Ian yelling at the guild or whatever, it's never personal. And like we know that after raid, you know, we take off our raid hats and we're back to being normal again. You know what
I mean? Yeah, you don't hear about that.
They all kiss and make up.
Yeah, I mean, usually we're so burnt by the raid that we don't talk about it. It's like unspoken. So, you know, we can...
Let's not talk about what just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, we
still were drunk
on certain issues, you know, during the raid. But, you know, recognize that we have good times with each other, and that sounds really... bad. But
should I get you a shovel so you can dig your hole a little deeper with your guild?
Sure. You know what? You can go fuck yourself.
Oh, wow.
Do that right now. All right. Let's see. One more tweet to us from, let's see, from Salacious Pop sends us a tweet. And Salacious Pop has a question for Extifer, or a statement for Extifer. I totally copied both your Resto and Boomkin specs. They are super awesome. I totes see what you did there. A plus, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, don't use totes.
What's the problem with totes?
You can't say totes?
Totes, ugh.
Wait, is totes so, like, 3 weeks ago?
Totes is so, like, why? Why would you ever say totes? Don't try to make totes work. It's going to make one of our guildies try to make totes work again. It's going to make me angry.
Stop trying to make
totes. Tell him not to do it.
Okay.
Seriously. Seriously.
I'm sorry. So wait.
I totes understand her problem, Extifer.
This is coming from the person who coined.
You.
This is coming from the person who coined the phrase "obvi."
No, I only told you that. No. I told you that because I knew it would piss Ian off, and I. Well, it's funny.
It is funny, and I thought it worked.
You know what?
It did very well. He looked at me and like growled.
Here's what I could compare the totes thing to, and since our guests are from the Midwest, I'm sure they could appreciate this. Like this is like nails on a chalkboard to me when people call soda pop. Like
I hate that.
AFK going to get some pop.
Yeah. We call
pop is what you do to bubble gum. Pop is what you do to balloons to scare children. Pop is not what you drink.
Is that why you do it?
No, let's just say I had a scarring experience when I was 5 years old. So whenever anybody says I'm running to the kitchen to get some pop, you guys, I cry.
Did Papa hit you when you were little? I'm gonna pop you because I'm Papa. You're gonna call me Big Papa.
I love it when you call me Big Papa, Extifer. Let's
see. We're back to the no genitalia thing already.
Can we get to emails?
Yeah. Well, okay. Go.
Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Send us some emails and we'll read them here on the show. Let's go to Flacco Jones with the first email tonight.
Big surprise.
Loved the idea. Hey, don't make it sound like you're not excited to get emails.
I am. He's my brother-in-law. I'm always excited to get emails from my brother-in-law.
All right. Loved the idea about the Chocobo Hawkstrider races, but as I was listening to you guys talk about a Final Fantasy XI spoof in WoW, the first thing that popped into my head was pulling mobs. They could make a WoW quest where you stand at the edge of some huge zone like Tanaris with a fake group of NPCs, and then an NPC rogue from the group tells you to wait while he runs to pull a mob for you and the group to kill. After a couple of minutes of listening to your fake group chit-chat, you can tell from the NPC that says something like, "Pulling ancient turtle, get ready." Then after another 2 minutes, the polar NPC and the mob show up, and then it takes 5 minutes to kill the mob. When you go to turn the quest in, the NPC can say something like, "Wasn't that exciting? Let's pull another." But you just emote something about slowly backing away from them before clicking to complete the quest and go about your business. See, this is hilarious if you actually played Final Fantasy XI. The only thing is that instead of an ancient turtle, it should have been a killer bunny. Because what always cracked me up about Final Fantasy XI is like there were these level 80 bunnies that would just eat your face off.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
I had been eaten many a time by my favorite bunnies.
To finish off this email, even better, say the quest won't allow you to attack right away and the group starts taking a long time to kill the mob. Then you're freed up to bust out your mad WoW skills and kill the mob in 15 seconds and they all stand in awe, wondering why they've all been wasting their time. Thanks for reading my emails and tweets, Flacco Jones.
That's awesome.
P.S. My topic of the week response is never to miss an episode of Horde House. I know it's a lazy answer, but I didn't want to tweet, email, and send a topic of the week. So there.
Hey, you know, for all you sports fans out there, Flacco Jones does the best impression of Harry Carey. I'm just saying.
We'll have to get him back on the show just so we can hear that.
Cubs win. Yeah. It's way better than that, though.
I should hope so. Yeah. So, yeah, we can make fun of Final Fantasy XI because I know I played it for 3 very long years and lots of rabid bunnies died. Another email from Mahale from Mediv. Hope your New Year's went well. I was just wondering if you guys are seeing a huge influx of old players returning to WoW or not. I know that my guild is currently getting back a ton of old members, some who even quit before Wrath. Was wondering if you all noticed that trend in your guilds as well. Are you finding it neat or challenging to reintegrate these folks? Also, you are spot on with the pronunciation of my name. Oh, hooray, yay. What do you guys find? Have you found a lot of people returning to the game?
We've got a handful.
Have we? Because I don't really notice. Because I mean, we created our guild like fairly late into Wrath, but
well, like Dre left and he came back, and people like Pitch left towards the end of Wrath and they came back, and I can think of a handful of people that left during Wrath and they're now trying to get back. Whether or not they raid it with us is a separate issue, but
yeah, you know, it is true that we have been seeing a lot of new names. Like I can point out a few that, you know, I see and I'm like, where did you come from? And apparently they're like friends of friends of friends and they're in our guild because they came back to the game. So I guess that makes sense.
I've definitely seen people come back, but I mean, not to sound too negative, but I've also seen some people leave.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, we had a rep pally in our guild who we really really respected, and just for whatever reason he's decided to leave the game. I guess he just wasn't feeling Cataclysm or had to take care of stuff in personal life or whatever. So, you know, we were really sad to lose him. And then I also, you know, I don't know if it's the social guild thing or what, but I think just some people haven't really been feeling this expansion, maybe, or just waiting a little bit for some of these issues to get fixed and for things to get a little more face roll. Maybe the level of challenge the game is presenting right now isn't what everyone was hoping for, which is,
I think that a lot of these players might have been Wrath babies, not in your guild in particular, but like people that got used to Wrath or like started with Wrath, they didn't ever get to see the Burning Crusade side of things or vanilla. So I mean, they're used to one thing, and so when this all of this new, you know, harder instances, you know, whatnot came into play, I think it might have discouraged some of those people that were in Wrath. But I think anybody that's starting the game you know, for the first time, or coming back to it and rolling new tunes, or, you know, joining those guilds that they used to be in and now they want to play Wrath, I think they're probably in for a good, you know, a good ride, because, you know, they're used to that. I believe they probably didn't play for Wrath. So.
I'm a Wrath baby, and I like all the new stuff. It is a little more frustrating when you can't, you know, just pull each mob that you see in a dungeon, and then just kind of go from there. You have to, like, you have to CC everything, and that's just kind of annoying, because like I said, I wasn't used to that, but it does make things better, I feel, in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like crowd control in particular. I think it's like daunting, but you know what? In a way it isn't, because it creates an environment where everybody has to do their part. And I think that's actually good. It's so that, you know, not just the tank and not just the healer have to pay attention. Everybody has to pay attention. So
yeah.
I think that's a good thing in the long run. I mean, even if you don't particularly like crowd control, but I will say I really like the fact that I can use Hibernate in some instances. That's awesome.
I have a feeling that, you know, in a year and a half, when we're looking at the end game of this expansion, I think we're going to be face rolling stuff just like we were at the end of Wrath.
I'm sure.
And then we'll be having this discussion all over again with whatever the next expansion is. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we will. In a way, it won't be like Burning Crusade, where the heroics were still hard by the end of the expansion. You know what I mean? Like.
I also honestly think the trickiest thing about this expansion is that, you know, we got Dungeon Finder towards the end of the last expansion, and we haven't had Dungeon Finder be such an integral part of the game at the start of an expansion yet. And, you know, the way dungeons integrate into the game has totally changed since Burning Crusade. And you kind of got into that at the top of the show when you were talking about, you know, kind of how you played the game in the beginning versus now. And so, you know, I think Dungeon Finder is going to have to get some updates to make it work. But, you know, No, having played this game as long as I have, Blizzard will fix it. It'll just take a little time.
Well, they did allude. I'm sorry. This probably should have gone in my news section, but it was too bloated, so I nixed it. But they did mention that they're going to try and fix the Dungeon Finder. I don't know. They were very vague in what they talked about, but and it's as vague as how I'm sounding right now. But, I mean,
They know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about another email?
How about it?
This is an email from Salacious Pop.
Oh,
Rob and Extifer. I've done Tol Barad about 5 times now, and I really dislike its optional and minor use of vehicles. Thoughts? It's really more of a very, very hard Arathi Basin, which lacks the kind of epicness I want from World PvP. What do you think? It lacks the epicness of Wintergrass.
I agree with that.
I kind of agree, too, except for the fact that the zone is otherwise pretty kick-ass in its look and lore, which is kind of a bummer that it the game behind it needs a lot of tweaking done. So
yeah, I don't know because I've never done... I think I said last week I did Tol Barad for the first time and I walked in, got killed a few times, and then we lost it. So I have no idea.
Well, let me finish this off because he gets into a mechanic that we didn't really talk about earlier.
Okay.
Anyway, the controversy right now over TB is how hard it is for offense. Back in Wrath, Wintergrasp had a buff called Tenacity in a vain attempt at balance. If the factions were 5 versus 60, the side with 5 would get a shitload of stacks of this buff, giving them 130k health and the ability to crit on prop plate for like 80k. While briefly amusing, we knew damn well those 5 were not going to win. In Tol Barad, the server bottlenecks each faction so that they have equal numbers of players. One side can have about 3 to 4 more than the other, but anyone else is blocked until the lesser side catches up. This makes it impossible for offense, because defense can just stack on one of the 3 bases needed to win. If it's 20 defending and 23 attacking, at least 20 of those on offense will need to zerg the camped base to take it back, but there is no manpower left to defend the other two. I think he really just kind of broke down like the math of why TB is broken.
Yeah, and it sounds good.
It's
yeah,
really weird that this made it through Blizzard without somebody at Blizzard doing that math, you know?
They literally tested Tol Barad for like 3 weeks. I mean, I think that they did.
Beta?
Yeah, in beta. I mean, they released it. They released, well, maybe 3 weeks is overstating. It was probably more like a month or a month and a half. It wasn't even that long. I was in beta, and they didn't even let people play it, you know, continuously. They had these like developer sessions where you had to, they were like, okay, we're now going to do test Tol Barad with the developers, you know. And it wasn't, I mean, obviously it wasn't very useful because we have all these issues now with this zone. So.
Let me finish up the email here because funny enough, he kind of mentions that. He says, this seems pretty dumb. How angry should we be at Blizzard for not figuring this shit out in beta? And what do you think can be done to fix it without bringing back Tenacity? Well, I think Extifer probably just stated why they didn't figure it out in beta because they kind of didn't test it enough, it sounds like.
I don't think they did. I mean, they'll probably back it up with they had a lot of time, but I don't believe they did. Not for one minute.
I can't remember Wintergrass from the start. They didn't kind of bug it like that?
I want to say Wintergrass had its problems in the beginning, too. Like, I have a hard time remembering it, too.
More lag problems, though. It was more like you couldn't see what your character was doing because there were so many players in the zone. Because it was very successful when it first came out. You know, and everybody was going in there. That's why they implemented the whole queue thing. So I think that was, like, the number one problem. I think the whole mechanics behind the Wintergrass, aside from, you know, Tenacity problems or whatever, you know, I think that pretty much works.
Well, let me finish up the email here so we can wrap up the emails. My thought, a 15% plus invisible buff to decrease the time needed to cap, stacking with each consecutive victory of the holding side, or allowing at least 10 people in on the offensive side before the throttling turns on. Thanks for reading this long-ass email, Salacious Pop. Do you think that's maybe a way they could fix it, like without having to majorly overhaul the whole damn zone, is maybe just juggle the balancing as to how many people are allowed in or how long it takes to cap things? Because we know even Wintergrasp had that kind of invisible scale that you didn't see, where if one faction was winning so many times, then the other faction would like have to kill one person and then they could build sieges so that it made it a lot easier, you know?
I don't know. What do you guys think? All right. Is it something that how do you think they could fix it? Because I really have no opinion on it.
I haven't actually even done Tol Barad, and I don't really have a desire to because I've heard about all these bugs. So
see, I'm in the same boat. I think that once they fix it, then I think I'll enjoy it. But until they fix that, I'm just like done. I don't care.
I really don't know what they can actually do to fix it outside of rehauling the design, because it's just too easy to be losing one zone and then everybody on the defending zone just go hop into another base and cap it, and then oh no, they're losing that one, just go fucking run to another one. I think it's just way too easy to just turtle from base to base to base to base. So I don't know what they can do outside of maybe giving the attackers some kind of damage increase.
Or like, maybe they could do the resource thing, like I think Rob, you mentioned it earlier. I mean, maybe they could do the resource thing like they do in what's it called, Alterac Valley, or you know.
Don't know what the easy answer is, sadly.
Yeah,
like maybe I really think they should incorporate the towers more and maybe make it a 20-minute standard instead of having 15 minutes for each tower. And then, or maybe even 25 minutes later, and making the towers give some kind of damage buff or capping buff, because the only thing that the towers do, in all honesty, are make the headache last 15 minutes longer.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea, that maybe it could like just do uber buffs to attack, and then it would give more reason to defend those towers. So.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to defend the tower when you can just turtle indefinitely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's move on to another email here. This one is from Kidman Project on Twitter. I know you've touched on the topic last time, but how are you personally finding heroics now after some of the dust has settled? Maybe I've just been incredibly lucky with those that I've run with, mainly guild runs, but also a couple of pugs. But it seems like as if some are starting to become outgeared. Perhaps it's also due to the fact that more of the player base are becoming situationally aware and actually learning the fights instead of the Wrath steamrolling. For example, I pugged Dead Mines and we completed it with no wipes in just under 40 minutes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's real fucking
bad. I want to be on your server.
I know. What server are you on? We're coming.
Like, seriously, I mean, he said that he's noticing people are better geared. Have you guys noticed that?
No. And the tank was chain pulling and the DPS were all hovering around 10k and the healer had no trouble in keeping up. We were in mostly heroic blues, rep purples, and some entry level raid items here and there. Dude, he's playing on the Unicorn server or something, because there's...
Yeah, because one thing I have really noticed is that people, DPS and healing especially, scales very, very well with a very minimal amount of gear. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw DPS shoot up thousands of DPS with only a few epics.
I mentioned I got that one purple this week. My healing, I could tell the difference in my healing and management. Yeah, absolutely.
I think everything scales really, really well. But as for a freaking 40-minute dead mines, like, me and it was actually our achievement group. So, like, a really good group of people got into dead mines at like 3:10 in the morning, and we tried to complete it before reset because we hadn't done our daily for the day. And we maybe could have done it if I hadn't accidentally tab targeted and pulled some extra groups out and CC and we wiped, but it still would have been a real fucking challenge to complete that thing in 50 minutes. So they had an uber fucking group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I ran Dead Mines with a guild group this week. We wiped 7 times on Foe Reaper and called it.
No.
Wow.
It's a hard fight. Or we're doing something really wrong. I don't know.
That fight's all about positioning.
Yeah, it really is. So,
but it's just the trash that fucking takes forever in that place. Mm-hmm. That trash is brutal.
I heard they removed a bunch of trash in there. Just
they did.
On
that's
a hot
one
fix.
Here's another news item. they removed a bunch. Actually, it was a hot fix. Yeah, there's a hot fix coming up. It's either already been implemented or it's there. It's coming up, where they removed like a huge percentage of mobs in Dead Mines. So maybe it'll go at 40 minutes now for us.
Fucking good, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, again, maybe just incredibly lucky, but this hasn't been a one-time thing. If this is happening, wouldn't it be a better idea to have certain mechanics, even on trash, that prevents outgearing and commands attention, i.e. jumping to completely avoid the quake damage from the crystal spawn giants in the stone core? Long email is long. Praise be to the mana cake.
Yay, mana cake. Omega makes me mana cake.
I love mana cake because fat kids love cake.
By the way, Omega is Ian.
It's so weird just to hear people say that.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, go ahead with your next email.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought Ian was going to say something about...
Oh, yeah, were you going to say something? Sorry, I'm interrupting.
I think so. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Aw. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the problem with, like, adding mechanics, like, well, just specifically to the one about the stone giants that you have to jump for is that that's very finicky. If you don't jump at the right time, then and it's a one-shot kill or something, that could just be frustrating as hell. Because I, for one, know, like, I just, as soon as I see that fucker start casting, I just start jumping continuously. Because I don't really know when that. So,
yeah, I'm right there with you. The whole, having died from that before.
The whole like one fuck up wipes of heroics in Cataclysm, it's tough, man. Like last night we were doing what was it, Blackrock Caverns heroic, and you know how there's that boss that's like, you know, praise be to the master, and you have to jump in the middle of the beams, right? And you have to get it to like like right at 80, and then you jump out, and you need to jump right back in. Or when your buff falls off or the thing's going to enrage. Like, if one person fucks that up, it's over.
Yeah, that's you tough. Really have to depend on other people not messing up, you know. And it's funny that you brought that one up because I think, Ian, weren't you in the group with us where we kept on wiping over and over and over again on that? And it's like, it's, you know, and partly it was me, you know, because I didn't have my UI set up really well enough to see the debuffs really clearly. But, you know, after I got that done, we still wiped, you know, because we still had issues or whatever. It's like one of those things, though. I think commenting on that email that he wrote, like, I think that that is one of those things where you can't really actually get away from it. It's one of those things where you have to keep doing it the right way, or you're going to go for the achievement, or you're just not going to do the fight, you know?
So. That. The fact that you said that achievement or that fight in particular is actually funny because the achievement for that one is to enrage or let all the ads evolve and then kill them.
Oh, wow.
Not all at once. You do it one at a time, but still ask Cat, like, one of those fucking things hurt like a truck.
Yikes.
Yeah. And poor Cat did that achievement with us at like 4 a.m. when she was falling asleep at the keyboard. And she's like a little twitchy where someone says, okay, Cat, can you pop a cooldown to help? And she like pops all her fucking cooldowns and like starts spinning around in circles because she's flipping out. But, that's a very scary fight.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I was just gonna say back to the main point of the email though. Yes, you are extremely fucking lucky with your pug experiences, at least compared to what's going on with me. And maybe I know he's a Brit, so he's on those servers and not. Maybe this is a cultural thing.
Maybe.
Where you the know, British people are just nicer and more educated than us stupid Americans? I don't know.
Yeah. They're the number one peoples in the world's man. So they can do it.
Well, not the Brits. Aren't the Paragon like Slavic or something?
Oh, probably.
Whatever. They come from countries where people communicate and read, which they don't do here. So
there's other countries. That's all right. Weird.
Anyhow, one last email, you guys. This one is from my favorite emailer, Ferrari. Sends us
yay! Email. I still love how you say her name. Go ahead.
Me too.
Just call her Far.
Yeah, call her Far.
Okay, Fart sends us an email.
Oh, I did not say that. You're not getting me in trouble.
Oh, Kat, you're going
to
be
you
next.
Just got demoted to the C team. All right.
I'm kidding.
Come on. All right. I send my kisses to Ferrari. My WoW New Year's resolution is to delegate responsibility within our guild so I don't have a stroke by the age of 28.
I think she's already started.
Congrats,
that's
Ian.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a really good job.
Last night.
My goal for this year is to have all max level characters, one of each for Horde and Alliance, which might cause a stroke in itself. However, I'm almost halfway done with Horde. Yay for having little to no social life.
Yay.
Love, Ferrari. I just added the love in myself, but there you go.
You should hear her stories about her job. Anyway,
oh gosh,
she should write an email about her stories from her other job, her job, her real life job.
One of these days, we just need to get her to guest on the show. What? Are you going to make that happen?
Well, we should, but you know, Thursdays are raiding nights. So
really, you're skipping raid to be here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, we have a resto druid that comes in that's supposed to come in for me on Thursdays.
That's right, because you guys raid 8 nights a week, so you have to have time to do this show. So I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
We actually aren't ranked tonight because we had some issues with other people not being able to make it, tanks and whatnot. So.
Damn that so real life.
We have people on our show, see?
Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. And please do. You know, we love hearing from new people, and I know there's been some new listeners to the show in the past couple weeks. So send us your thoughts or anything you want to talk about. Or you could answer our topic of the week, which we're going to get into right now. The topic of the week for this week, you can email your answers to hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. We're going to answer this question right now, though. I thought for our topic of the week, since we have a couple on the show tonight, and it's couples night, Extifer. On Horde House. I thought the topic of the
week... Ew, don't ever do that again. I feel like my whole manhood just shrunk just like a little bit.
I only do it to get your big reactions. Big reactions. The topic of the week this week. Best thing to do in WoW with another person.
Okay, I'll answer for
Warcraft
that.
Warcraft is an MMO after all. So what is, you know, we have a couple here on the show, and I'm sure sometimes you want to do couple-y things. So what is the best thing to do in WoW with another person? Extrovert's dying first.
I'm going to answer for them. Cybering.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Why would you cyber when you're in the same room?
Well, no, I mean, I just imagine role play. Come on. Hey there, can you take off your sexy, epic shoulders? Why, yes, I can. It's like, you know, you can do so much with that.
You'd be like, no, you're going to fucking steal them. I'm taking my shoulders off.
I take your purples.
Yeah. It's like, look at that flashy new enchant. Mmm.
So what's your real answer, Extifer?
My real answer to do with other people?
Or to do with another person.
With another person? Mm-hmm. God damn, I don't like to do anything with other people.
You're in the wrong genre of game.
Yeah. I started the game out as a solo player. Like, that's what I would say to other people, and they would look at me like, are you retarded? But I would be like, you know, I like to solo things. I like to kill mobs on my own. But I do like to occasionally play with other people. So what I just said was bullshit. I actually, if I had to choose something to do with another player, it would be like maybe questing older levels, like gearing up, leveling up an alt or something. I like playing with other people when it comes to that, except for when there's a fucking drop loot quest. I don't like doing that with other people.
I don't mind because things drop so fast, it doesn't really matter. They die left and right, especially now with how OP people are from 60 and under.
That's true, I guess. But, I mean, back when I did that with other people, it wasn't like that, so.
So Extrovert's answer in a nutshell is low-B questing, it sounds like.
There you go.
All right.
That's what it is.
Okay. How about Ian? Ian, what's your favorite thing to do in WoW with another person?
Well, me and Kat actually started playing WoW together, kind of. We got her, like, recruiter friend going, and we got her to AD real fast. And I have to say that leveling alts and stuff is my favorite thing to do. We like to run like a tank and a healer or a DPS and a tank or something, so we can like pretty much do whatever we want. We can queue or we can quest or whatever.
I'm convinced that all couples are like that in the game. Like, I mean, like my sister and her husband, that's what they do. They roll a healer and a tank. Or, you know, I mean, they don't do it so much now because, I mean, they've obviously leveled their mains to you know, however long, 85 or 80 at the time, you know, or whatever. But they love to play with each other to just be the healer, be the tank, you know, and just stomp on raids and stuff. I don't know.
It's also really helpful when you have, like, a healer and a tank in the same room communicating, like, oh shit, I'm out of mana, like, I'm dying, like, fix something. Like, it's easier that way.
Yeah. That is true.
So, Kat, would you agree with Ian's answer? Or do you have a different answer? The best thing to do in WoW with another person?
I would agree to an extent, but for a while we were doing a 2v2 arena team, and that was really fun. We were both rolling ret pallies, and so we were OP as shit, except if there was, like, a healer, like a caster healer that we had to, like, silence. But that was okay, because we had two repents, and they couldn't do shit about it.
I'm curious what kind of healer there is other than caster healer.
I hate you. it was caster slash healer, okay?
Apparently, the best thing to do in WoW with another person is argue.
There you go.
Yeah, you like you don't hear everything, Exto. We argue a lot.
Aww.
Like it's kind of funny.
Is it like our guild master and her boy?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Only we're in the same room, so we don't have to queue up Ben every time we want to yell at each other.
That's great. You're like, don't be a batch, Deck. Don't be a batch. There you go.
Why did you just pull those things? I'm out of mana. What are you doing? Oh my god, why are you pulling stuff?
I know. WoW probably starts more fights than it does, you know, fixed situations, but what have you. So 2v2 arena. I was thinking somebody had to say arena because that seems like a pretty obvious thing, but that's kind of funny because I've never really done that much arena at all, but it would be kind of fun to try that. I don't know.
It's something different.
Yeah.
It really sucked when we were starting out because
we were so bad.
We had no gear. We didn't win anything. It was so defeating. And then like that first time we killed something, like I was on the floor per usual and like he had to finish it off by himself and it was awesome. Like I was so excited and it was just like one of those things that, I don't know, I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ever won an arena. It was like 2 days ago and felt great. All right. Let's see. My answer for best thing to do in WoW with another person, erotic roleplay in Goldshire.
Woo!
I'm kidding. I would
say that was you?
Yes, that was me. I would say honestly, probably instancing specifically, running instances. I think is always fun with another person. I think a lot of it's the same thing that you guys are talking about where you're kind of in the same room and you can communicate with each other. And you're kind of working towards that same goal. It's a little more long-term investment than just like one quest. Like definitely questing together is fun too. But to kind of take on that one large task of instancing, I think is the most rewarding thing. So yeah, I'm gonna say instancing. But you know what else is actually really fun? Best thing to do in WoW with another person is like nerd about it.
Yeah.
Like really like, you know, just kind of like trading theory ideas and gear and having like friendly competition. Like Ian, Kat, don't you guys kind of get into a little bit of friendly or maybe not so friendly competition with who's got the better gear?
Oh, it's always him.
Yeah, she's not much of like the hardcore person, so it's really not much of a competition. But I do know what you mean because one of our other guildies used to be one of our DPS. Actually got him back into the game. And so he raids with us and stuff. And I know what you mean. Just being able to talk about the nerdy, oh my god, this class is getting a buff. Oh my god, this is so cool. Oh my god, that new boss was so much fun last night kind of thing. I agree with that.
Yeah, I kind of like the camaraderie, you know, with the like the healers, you know, we pull ourselves into our own conversation via real ID. And, you know, it's kind of fun, you know, to geek out sometimes.
God, these tanks don't know what they're doing, and I just keep having to heal their asses. Blah, 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 right?
Exactly. That's all we do is complain about other people, because we're better.
Nice.
Clearly.
Yeah. All right, well, that does it for the topic of the week. Again, if you guys want to respond to us, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll read some of your responses next week. But that brings us to the end of the show. Aww.
Oh my god, these are getting longer and
they
longer.
They really are, but that's okay. It was fun tonight, and we have more people, so it's all good. So,
did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
She was like giddy about it all day.
Aww. Yay! Well, that's what we need.
We need enthusiastic people on this show because, you know, I'll call Extifer and I'll be like, okay, Extifer, you need to look up the news for tonight. And he'll be like, oh, God, again? It's a Thursday already. Jeez.
I said that last week.
I got a raid tonight.
I know. Like, I'm in the middle of having sex.
With myself. I appreciate the enthusiasm. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Totally. So, Ian, Kat, thank you for being on the show tonight. Really appreciate it. Happy raiding to the both of you and Arena Inc. and whatever you guys decide to do as a nauseously cute couple.
Aw, thanks.
Aww.
I think.
You're making me blush.
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight? I'll start with Kat. Do you have any final thoughts for listeners tonight?
Oh, God. Don't be bad in instances.
Yeah, stop being bad, everybody. Stop it.
Yeah, please stop. You know what you can do to try to alleviate the bad? Is be good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For
or run with guildies.
Gosh. Yeah, or run with guildies. Yeah, you can be bad and run with guildies. There.
Ian, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
If anybody's ever running with a well, anybody, and they're being a dick, and they happen to have a name same as a Greek letter and with umlauts in their name, it's probably me. So stop being bad. I'm a real dick in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. It's kind of funny.
So you're that guy. All right. Thank you guys once again for being on the show, and we hope to have you back in the future.
Sure.
Extifer.
Yeah.
Here come. It's the end of another week. How sad.
It is. Aw, I feel bad. It's the end of another week.
Oh, well, we'll be back next week to do it all again, right?
Really? Really, Patty?
Yes. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight, Extifer?
Where do babies come from, Daddy?
Well, son,
where babies come from?
When your mother and your father love each other very much.
Do you have sex?
Okay, be quiet. My final That's thought awesome. Is thank you guys once again for tuning into our show and listening to us and supporting us. And thanks for all the kind words you guys are saying about us on Twitter and on iTunes and your reviews. We really, really do appreciate it because, you know, we don't make any money off this show. And I know me especially, I have to put up with Extifer for an hour and a half. And so your
we love Extifer.
Your compliments go a long way in keeping my sanity. So I
I feel a bunch of love and hate at the same time. So, I'm
no,
thoroughly...
I love you, Extifer. You know I do. No, really.
Ew.
I love you, Extifer.
You know what, Rob? Screw the show. Let's get a bet.
And on that thought, folks, good night. We'll see you next week.
Dad day.